Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
Okay, it's time to talk GA hurling in particular. All of our GA and News Talk is with Borgosh Energy, proud sponsor of the GAA Hurling All-Ireland Senior Championship. Keep up to date and follow hashtag hurling to the core. We're joined on the line to preview Wexford's clash with Kilkenny in Wexford Park on Saturday night by former Galway manager Anthony Cunningham and former Kilkenny hurler JJ Delaney. Good evening, gents. How are we? Yeah, very good. Since the draw was made, Anthony, everybody had an eye on this, but even more so once Wexford performed as well as they did in the league, and when they'd beaten Limerick and Galway, that certainly raised a couple of eyebrows. But then when they go to Nolan Park and win there for the first time since the late 50s, suddenly this date in Wexford Park just takes prominence above pretty much every other fixture in the provincial calendar so far. I guess you're feeling the same about this. You're fascinated by what might unfold on Saturday evening.
Absolutely. I think it's a game everyone wants to go to, and everyone wants to feel the atmosphere live, because Wexford Park is a special place, really, and there's mad hurling people around the country. But in Wexford, particularly when they get a couple of wins, they're really chest out, and you know, really want to beat Kilkenny down in Wexford Park. As you said, 2nd of April wasn't too long away, and that has really set up this championship match, and I think it's really set up for a Wexford win.
There you go, straight out of the gate from Anthony there, JJ. I wonder how much can we or should we allow ourselves to read into that result at Nolan Park a couple of months back. And in the acknowledgement that Wexford knew they had a job of work on their hands just to get out of Division 1B, and that if they didn't play some of the best hurling they were going to produce in the first half of the year in those only two games against Limerick and Galway, they would have had no chance of playing Division 1A hurling next season. So I would have thought they were a long distance further down the road in terms of their preparation and their conditioning than Kilkenny were.
Yeah, they had a clear message. I think Davey came in and he earmarked the first two matches in the league in regard to trying to win them a couple of games. He brought, I think I said it on heavy training now before the December and January as well, before the league started, on heavy training, but they also trained on their system as well. I think they were doing a lot of hurling there in December and January as well. So you could see by the first round of the league match, they had their system down to a T, and they were fitter than most teams. But not only did that give Wexford a lot of credit now, their hurling has been phenomenal as well. And only for Owen Murphy now in the league match, they could have hammered Kilkenny down in Nolan Park as well.
For Anthony to say that it's set up for a Wexford victory, and JJ, is that exactly what Kilkenny people want to be hearing?
Yeah, I absolutely love hearing that as well. Like, you know, and around Kilkenny now, it has been very, very quiet coming out of the trainings. We played a club game there around 3 or 4 weeks ago, and Brian had all the matches finished on the Saturday, so they could concentrate on this game coming up as well now. So it has been good. As a player, when I was involved in Wicklow himself, we tried to have it very, very close knit, have no stories coming out of training. And whenever that happened, we did perform in the day. But look, no doubt about it, these players will be hurting from the last day against Wexford as well. So they'll be chomping at the bit now for this match on Saturday night.
JJ, I wonder, have Wexford shown their hand a little bit at this stage? You know, they bullied Kilkenny in a lot of ways in that league quarter final, winning their first game in Nolan Park in 60 years. And they know what's going to happen with Sean Murphy now that he's going to sit there as a sweeper behind the half-back line. So is it a case that Kilkenny know we need to push up on him, we know who we're going to play sweeper, or even just address the matchups that didn't really work for him that day?
Yeah, I think, no, fair to Davey Fitz and his management team, they got their matchups 100% right. They had Dermot O'Keefe and Colin Finley, which could match him for speed. He had Matthew Allen on Walter Welsh, and then had James Breen on TJ Reid there as well. So what they were doing there, half-back line, was denying Kilkenny primary possession from their puck out. And that brought Sean Murphy into the game there as well. So what Kilkenny are going to have to do now is trying to spread it out in the half-forward line, try and win their own ball, and then have runners off from midfield so they can hand-pass it off. Because Sean Murphy, he played a role very, very well, and he's getting better game on game. So the only way you're going to do take him out of the game is either win the ball in the half-forward line or get the ball over him. So they're going to have to manage that some way.
Yeah, and Anthony, Michael Fennelly is back as well, and you know, you've managed Galway teams against him. The 2015 final, he was the man of the match, and I know you run that Coach Finder website with him. How do you think he's shaping up for this game?
I think it may come a bit too early for Michael. He's put in tremendous work. It's a really, really tough injury, the Achilles tendon, to try and get the power back into it, I suppose. was hurling wise, he'd probably be short as well. And all along he'd said probably that maybe this match might come too early, but I think Kilkenny will want everybody, and they'll have made every effort to get him back. Injury doubts over Porrick Welch as well, as a fracture or hairline fracture in his foot. Yeah, I mean, if he wasn't at full back, because they'll need our strongest full back. They don't have JJ there anymore, unfortunately, but he probably be as good as what most counties could offer. But Conor McDonald has been really in the league, a huge, huge player. He's been the lone ranger up front, because Wexford have withdrawn all their players, really. And that's why I said it's set up for them, because I think with the crowd that's going to be there, with probably, not as an expansive pitch as you'll get in other places. And if Kilkenny push up on Sean Murphy, which could happen as well, there could be 8 defenders back. So the lower the score is for Wexford, I think, the better they'll like it. And they'll try and, as you said earlier, bully. They'll try and target Wally Walsh, try and target Colin Finlay, try and target definitely TJ Reid. And they'll try and get as many people or many players around them and in the middle third as possible. And they'll try and make it, a start-stop game as much as they can, because and that's what they've thrived on. And that's the system that Davey has played for years now. And it is hard to combat it if they go, into that defensive mode, which undoubtedly they will. And as you said, that match, say a penalty with, 50 minutes to go against Kilkenny last day would have been, the game was out of sight, which was with 20 minutes to go if that had gone in, which is rare for Kilkenny. But you've got Kilkenny have class as well, and they're extremely quiet and nervous about this match. But they're going to find the environment there as tough as they've got.
JJ, I know Wexford have had a run out against Leash and a bit to try and iron out any kinks that might have crept in between the league and the championship. But given, and we've already talked about how they would have gone back very early, a lot earlier than a lot of the other top sides, in a bid to get themselves out of Division 1B, how hard is it to manage your season in that it's almost had to be split into two? You lose all of the momentum potentially that you garnered in the league and getting all the way to that league semi-final. You almost have to press pause, reset and go all over again.
Yeah, I suppose that would have been a bit of criticism that was labelled that Davey with his hero days as well, that coming middle of the championship in the last couple of years, it kind of seemed very, very flat. But I suppose, look, it's up for him to learn from their mistakes as well and kind of freshen up the thing as much as possible. But look, for these Wexford players to be competitive now in this championship match, they'll absolutely be loving it, especially in Wexford Park as well. Even if the legs are getting a bit tired and you're getting fatigued, I've played it down in Wexford Park before, and the crowd are just phenomenal getting behind their own team as well. And the big thing is now, look, I suppose you can call it a cliche, but the first 10-15 minutes is going to be absolutely vital down in Wexford Park on Saturday night. If Kilkenny can get on top, and if they can especially get a goal against that sweeper system, then it'll put a bit of doubt to that in that Wexford team. But on the flip side of that is, if Wexford keep that Kilkenny forward line in check and they can keep in the game for the last 10-15 minutes, it's going to be a hell of a finish then.
JJ, there were two things from the league quarterfinal that really stood out to me. During the game in the second half, Liam Blanchfield was the only Kilkenny forward to score from play. And another thing was what Owen Larkin wrote afterwards in a column he did somewhere, is that the tactics on the line were non-existent. I just wonder what you'd make of both of those things.
Yeah, no, to be honest with you, I don't like seeing Richie Hogan in the full forward line. He's too much of a ball player to be in there. I'd love to see Richie Hogan on one wing and maybe TJ Reid on the other wing with Walter Welch in the middle. And then they put Colin Finlay in the full forward line. If he gets a break, he'll go for the goal. And the second reason I'd put him in there is, if Sean Murphy gets the ball 5-10 yards in front of him, Colin can be the quickest player to get up on him and make a tackle on him, because he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves, because he's actually a very, very good tackler and a hooker, a blocker, and he'll work very, very hard. So if Sean Murphy can't see him coming, Colin's quick enough to get there as well. So I'd put him in the full forward line for them couple of reasons, and to free up Richie Hogan, because Richie can score from, he's scoring more out the field than he would inside the full forward line, because he can get frustrated if the ball is not coming in. But if he's out in the half forward line, he can drift out the midfield and he can link up the play there as well. So that's what I'd like to see now. TJ in one wing, Walter in the middle, and then Richie Hogan on the far wing, to be honest.
Anthony, we always in danger when it comes to Kilkenny of being very quick to write them up and very quick to write the obituary of a certain group of players. I recall 2011 when they're hammered in the league final by Dublin. A lot of people thought that, this Kilkenny team was on the slide. They win the All-Ireland. They get hammered by Galway in the Leinster final. The following year, they come back and win the All-Ireland. And here we are again, off the back of a hammering against Tipperary in an All-Ireland final. And we're very quick to decide that it's the up-and-coming sides like Galway and like Waterford, maybe the likes of Clare to a lesser extent, that we should really be looking at and that this Kilkenny team are done.
I don't subscribe to that, and particularly your reference to the Kilkenny match or to the Tipperary match last year. I think, with Wexford playing five forwards, I don't think they possess anywhere near the goal threat of the Tipperary full forward line. Really, when you stand back and look at the All-Ireland last year, you know, there was a lot of points in the full back line that was in trouble. But apart from that, Kilkenny scored more than most teams who have won up there on the first Sunday in September. So, you know, Paul Murphy will want to write his season that he had last year, because he's an exceptional hurler and really driven. He'll want to put things right there in the full back line. You know, Patrick Welch has served him well. Maybe it's not his best position, but he's really solid at full back. And it's a big question whether he gets to play or not. And I played Kieran Joyce there in a training match recently. Joey Holland is there. But, you know, apart from the full back line and their performance last year, where Tipperary created a lot of space in front of them, I don't think Wexford can do that or will do that. They'll be playing with four forwards, five forwards. So the goal threat may not be high. But if you look at Killian Buckley, Conor Fogarty, you know, TJ, big Walter Welsh there, Richie Hogan, and now Gerriel were back, scored 3-1 in a recent club match. You know, he's a huge plus for them as well, because he's a bigger threat than what we've seen since players have come in there and tried to take his place while he's been off injured. But so look, they've class everywhere. If it is a quite a defensive game and a start stop game, that'll suit Wexford. If it opens up and is flowing, Kilkenny could put you to the sword, as they've done to so many teams for so many days. You know.
Yeah, Kilkenny have had a couple of very unimpressive performances this year. The Clare one in particular, they lost by 12 or 13 points, lost quite heavily. Were beaten all over the field by Wexford as well. And I'm just looking at the pace that's in this Wexford team, just from watching them in Port Leash the last day against Leash, Aidan Nolan coming through the centre, Jack O'Connor, David Redmond, you know, Lee Chin, and then obviously Conor McDonald inside as well. I wonder, JJ, is there going to be enough pace in that Kilkenny backline, especially if Fennelly at midfield isn't available and also if Patrick Walsh isn't going to play?
Yeah, look, it is suspect, but I suppose going back to the last year's All-Ireland final, I think they kind of have to keep their full backline and their half-back line a lot tighter. And I think they have to work a bit harder in the half-forward line, because the amount of ball that went into that full-forward line last year's final was criminal, to be honest with you. And the half-back line, Tipperary could pick out the ball. So they're going to have to learn from them mistakes, really, more than anything. And the one big thing now that Kilkenny have to stop is Lee Chin in the half-forward line, because he's their big ball winner and he feeds Conor McDonald a lot of the ball. And in that quarter-final up there in Nolan Park, Lee Chin out the field winning a lot of ball, and he was hitting crossfield ball into Conor McDonald's, which threw him down the ground, because he could actually win it on the ground, or he's very, very good in the air as well. So I'd be interested to see who picks him up. If I was collector in there, I'd be telling Killian Buckley to pick up Lee Chin, because he'd be as physically strong as him and he's athletic as him as well. Like, you know, so if that kind of battle does happen Saturday night, that'd be worth the mission price alone, you know.
JJ, can I ask you a general question about the atmosphere within a Kilkenny camp in a year where they've come off the back of an All-Ireland failure or an All-Ireland final failure, or where there have been disappointments the previous season? Is there any difference in the feel around the place, the sense around the place in the build-up to the championship, when they are being written off, when maybe they don't appear to be going as well as they have done in previous years, that a couple of the experienced heads have walked away? From your experience, say, when you first broke into the panel and they'd won a couple of All-Irelands, but then Cork became the dominant force and Kilkenny were the team that had to claw the ground back and get themselves back to the top.
Yeah, it's kind of funny thing. Like, it's easy to motivate yourself when you actually got bet the year previously. You actually just question everything you've done from the start of the year last year to you got to the feast, maybe in Leicester final or Ireland final, whatever happened. You'd actually question everything you've done. And what you do, you kind of learn from a year like that, and you learn from your mistakes. what you've done right, what you've done wrong. You have a conversation with yourself really more than anything, because no one else can motivate you going out and doing extra training, looking after your diet a bit better, getting your touch a lot better there as well, because it's a case of self-motivating. And when you do make mistakes on that field of play, you know yourself more than anyone, and it hurts you more than anyone else. So it gives you extra motivation, and it's a brilliant place for a manager. Anthony will tell you that. It's a brilliant place for a manager to be, because he doesn't have to motivate the players because they're self-motivated. All the manager has to do is just point them in the right direction and just give them a couple of prods of motivation there as well. So it's a huge thing, but it's individual kind of ownership there as well of your own game, and get yourself right physically and mentally right.
Yeah, just looking at the last five games that Kilkenny have played against Wexford in the Championship, it's been an average winning margin of 14 points for Kilkenny. And I think, like, whether they go through the front door or the back door, if they get Michael Fennelly back in the team and fully fit, and also Padraig Walsh as well, they're going to be incredibly hard to stop, because they didn't have Michael Fennelly in the All-Ireland final last year, and who's to say he wouldn't have been the difference, because they just seem shapeless without him. So I definitely wouldn't discount them at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, I don't think they'd fancy the backdoor system, because they you can get tired of that, as we're saying. And I think that extra match last year against Waterford really, really, I think they suffered a bit from that in the final, because they were just that bit tired. And that always happens as well in the qualifiers system. So they'll want to go the shortest route. They'll want to win there on Saturday, and sure, they have the pedigree to win, but. If you got a chance to play Kilkenny, and you're playing, and you got a chance to play them at home, every team would love that, because you'd try and fill the place with all your own supporters and try and make it as hostile as you could.
Anthony, you going to put yourself out there and go with Wexford?
I'll go with Wexford narrowly, yes.
JJ, do you want to upset the apple cart and go with Wexford as well?
I wouldn't be let back into the county if I'd done that. No, I think. I honestly think that Kilkenny will win by 3 or 4 points, that's fair.
Okay, Anthony Cunningham and JJ Delaney, thanks a million for joining us tonight, lads. Enjoy the game on Saturday.
Thank you.
So Anthony Cunningham going with Wexford, and no surprise, JJ going with Kilkenny. All of our GAA News Talk is with thanks to Bord Gáis Energy, giving customers exclusive access to the GAA Hurling All-Ireland Senior Championship at bgerewards.ie. Up next, we're talking rugby with Liam Toland.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to AIR. Catch all the sports you love free on the AIR Sport Pack with AIR Broadband.